But I thank and praise God today for this opportunity to share this word that God has given to me. And I pray that you open your hearts and to receive the word. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If it doesn't touch you now, it'll touch you somewhere down the line, because we are on a journey. Amen. We are on a journey. Amen. So while we're standing, I'm going to go ahead and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Father God, for another opportunity to share your word, Father God. Lord, I decrease. I'm asking you to increase. Father, I'm asking you to flow through me, Father God. Lord God, I'm asking you to move, oh God. God, and I pray that this word that you are sending out through your servant, oh God, that it will be received, Father God, and it will accomplish what you would have it to accomplish in the name of Jesus. And I take authority over every distraction and every hindering force right now in the name of Jesus. And let the church say,
amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have two scriptures, Minister Bill, that I'm going to start with. Now, first one is Psalm 66, the 10th through the 12th verse. And the second one will be Job 23 and 10. Amen. Again, the first one is Psalm 66, 10 through 12. Amen. God is good. And it reads, "But thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net. Thou laid affliction upon our loins." And verse 12, praise God, reads, "Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place." Amen. And Job chapter 23 and verse 10 reads, "But he knows the way that I take, and he pays attention to it. When he has tried me, I will come forth as refined gold and pure and luminous." And that was from the Amplified Version. You may take your seats. So if you're wondering, I have a unique message that the Lord has given me, a unique title, let me say. And I had to laugh, because I think that the Lord always tells me something that's unusual, and to me, a lot of times, it does not make sense. But nevertheless, I will do what I have been called to do. So my title, my theme this morning is, "The process is ugly, sometimes challenging, but the finished product is beautiful." I'm going to say it again. I want you to repeat after me. The process is sometimes ugly.
The process is sometimes ugly.
Sometimes challenging.
Sometimes challenging.
But
what?
The finished product, is beautiful. Hallelujah. So we go through different processes. And I was just thinking about this, what the Lord gave me. And a lot of times we don't look at it as processes, but almost everything in life is a process, right? When a woman conceives, praise God, and the child that she's bearing, the woman goes through a process. That's a process. So trimester one, trimester two, trimester three, before the baby is supposed to be born. And sometimes there are some hiccups, amen? Hallelujah. We go through a process with our children as we are raising them from one phase to another. They're babies, then they're toddlers, and then they're preteens, then they're adolescents. All of it is a process. So to me, I can say life is a process. Amen?
Oh, yeah.
And it's not always pretty. It starts out pretty. Praise God. Because there's nothing more beautiful than when you have that baby. Hallelujah. But first, even in carrying the baby, sometimes there's hiccups. Amen? Praise God. Things happen. Life happens. Amen. And life happens in our process. Praise God. Thanks to Adam and Eve. Hallelujah. But there's nothing just so wonderful and so sweet you know, the birth of your newborn, and especially if it's the first one, that is just so wonderful. And they are so cute, it seems like you can't kiss them enough. You can't get enough of them. But boy, as they grow and they go through the different phases and the process, you can have enough of them. It's like you've been saying to yourself, I got enough of you. When are you going to be done and out of my house? Praise God. The process that we go through, amen? Life, hallelujah. And this was just so intriguing to me for so many different reasons. And a lot of times when people come to Christ, they feel like all troubles are going to be over. It's going to be a bed of roses. You're just going to glide through, and every prayer is going to be answered right away. You know, when you first get saved, when I first got saved, how many of you, let me just say this, when you first got saved, it seemed like God answered those prayers instantaneously. Before you could get it out of your mouth, it seemed like they were answered. The answers was there, right? Amen. Hallelujah. He was just grooming you, praise God, hallelujah. You're gonna get you ready for the process that you're gonna go through, amen? Because there's gonna be a time, praise God, when you let those prayers out of your lips, hallelujah. You're not gonna get that prayer right away. You're gonna have to go through a process because God is doing something on the inside. The process, a reason for the process. And I want you to know it's all right. Say somebody, say, it's all right.
It's all right.
Say, it's good. It's good. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I just want to talk briefly. Praise God. I'm going to try to be like Bishop and speak for 30 minutes. I want to be done by 12:30. Let me see if I can do this. And he looked down at his watch. So I said I was going to try. So Psalm 66, 10 through 12. And I did a lot of background, so I'm going to be reading quite a lot of background research because I wanted to, for me, for my own sake, amen? Because is there anybody in here when you're going through challenges, if you're going through challenges, when you go through challenges, they feel good, raise your hand. They most certainly don't do not. But I want you to know that challenges and pain and suffering, it's not designed to last always. That's according to the word. It's not designed to last always. So Psalm 66, 10 through 12 describes how God tests and refines his people through severe trials, traps, and overwhelming hardships like fire and water, ultimately bringing them out into a broad place of absolute freedom and rich abundance. And I think of it like this, praise God. God needs to know that he can trust us before he give us a whole lot. So we go through phases. Mm-hmm. He don't give us everything at one time. Just like with your children, praise God. You don't give them everything at one time. And especially when they get to teenagers, you need to know that you can trust him. God needs to know that he can trust us. Then another thing is, and some people forget this, when we get saved, when we first get saved, all that we are, it comes with us. And it's a process of the Lord cleaning us up. And that's why the refining is so important. I really love how vulnerable Bishop Bowser was Friday night. Yeah, it was Friday, I heard him preach too, Friday night. And he was sharing about how when he first got saved, and when he got saved, I'm just sharing what he was saying. He was a cursor. And he said when he first got saved, he cussed. He cussed one time. Then something happened, he cussed two times. I can't remember if he said he cussed three times, but he eventually grew out of that as he walked on with the Lord. Amen, praise God. God cleaned him up, but he allowed God to clean him up. Amen. Hallelujah, praise God. So it's all for a reason, amen, praise God. And Job, this just really blessed me. Sometimes, you know, you read the scripture, you read it, and you just read right over. And I was studying this, and Job 23 and 10. But he knows even when everything that he had gone through, for him to be able to say this was amazing that he could say this, because this man, besides Jesus Christ, I haven't ran across anybody else, I don't think, I'm not saying that I won't, in the Bible that went through as much as they, those two went through. Jesus went through when he was on the cross, and I'm going to get to that. And Job, he lost everything. And for him to say, but he knows he had an affirmation. You know how we say, you know, speak positive and have an affirmation every day. He was speaking positive. He said, look, he knows the way that I take. And he's paying attention. Now, there was a time when Job wasn't sure that he was paying attention, but he came to the conclusion that he's paying attention. So I want you to know today, praise God, hallelujah, even our cyber congregation, that if you are going through, if you have challenges, if you have struggles, I want you to know, praise God, hallelujah, that God is paying attention.
Amen.
He hasn't closed his eyes on you. He said he's paying attention to it. He's seen what I'm going through. He has tried me, and I am being tried, but I will come forth. See, we got to have that attitude. Though I am being tried, I will come forth. Amen. Somebody say, I will come forth.
I will come forth.
As refined gold, pure and luminous. I say, my God. Hallelujah. So even in the intenseness of his struggling, Job trusts the final outcome. So if you are in the middle of something, in the middle of a fire, in the middle of chaos, trust that God and speak it.
Right.
Say, God, you're going to bring me out because you said that you would bring me out. Hallelujah. Somebody says, Lord, you're going to bring me out. Hallelujah. God's going to fill this church because he said he was going to fill his church. And it's my job to stay faithful. We have too many people, praise God, believers, praise God, that when they are in the midst, and sometimes things can get pretty hot. Sometimes I say, oh, my behind, my tail is on fire. Because it feels like things are getting really hot. And you know, sometimes things get real hot, you don't have no control over them. We good while we can control stuff, but how about those times when you can't control it, praise God. We got to speak it out of our mouth. You don't have to, but I want you to, and I practice this, praise God. And sometimes I'm not really sure, the devil will try to tell me, oh, God's not hearing you. But I have to go back to the word, say what the word say, amen. I want you to speak out of your mouth, hallelujah. God, you're with me, and you're gonna bring me out because you said he would. Now let me look and see what that is in the word. See, a lot of times we don't apply the word, hallelujah, to the situation enough. Keep applying and keep applying. If you have to keep applying and keep applying and keep applying so many times that you can't count it, that's all right. It's his word. Praise God. So let me talk about some things in this passage. Praise God. Psalm 66. Because it's talking about one, is the refining process. God uses intense heat and pressure to remove spiritual impurities, much like a silversmith purifies precious metal. God is using it. You know what? And when God is using, you can't hop out. You may try. And that's why so many, you know, have people, you know what? They leave the church. That's the first thing. And some people, they leave the church. That's the first thing to go, oh, I don't believe in that. Oh, God has forgotten me. And a lot of people, they would get upset with the Lord. Amen? Don't get upset with God. Allow him to purge you. Allow him to purify you. Isn't that what we say? Lord, have your way in me. Purify me, Lord. Cleanse me, Lord. But when that time comes, you'll be forgotten. You'll say, Lord, why is this happening to me? We're quick to say, Lord, why is this happening to me? I do not understand, Lord, what you are doing right now. So start saying, Lord, it's okay. That's what we got to tell him, praise God. Who in here want to be a stagnant Christian? I don't. So if you want to be a stagnant Christian, praise God, you're saying that you want to stay in the same place and you don't want to grow. And the scripture says over in Psalm that we're supposed to go from glory to glory. And the only way we're going to go from glory to glory, praise God, is through situations that are uncomfortable. Challenges, hallelujah, are uncomfortable. Yep. The flesh, this flesh, does not want to be uncomfortable. Just kind of pinch yourself. This don't like feeling being uncomfortable. This don't want to hurt. This don't want no pain. This don't want no disappointment. This don't like for people to talk about us. Amen? I don't want nobody talking about me. I don't want nobody getting on my nerves. I don't I don't want to have things to get real tight with my finances. You know when those finances get real tight? Ooh-wee. But you're going to come through. Amen? Hallelujah. Don't let that husband act up. And please don't let the children act up. The closest thing to your heart beside God. And okay, somebody said, one of my friends said one time when she was teaching, she said, can't nobody hurt your feelings like your husband or your spouse and your children. They can hurt your feelings. They can make you cry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody that's a witness, don't raise your hand, praise God. Hallelujah. The next thing is confinement and pressures. The imagery of the net and heavy burden highlights the time of deep restriction. Trials of feeling completely trapped by a circumstance. Anybody ever felt trapped by a circumstance? Don't know, how am I going to get out of this? I must have did something wrong. It don't always mean that you've done something wrong. Sometimes we bring things on ourselves, but sometimes it's not because you've done something wrong. And the next theme is overwhelming hardship. Passing through fire and water signifies total immersion in extreme danger or emotional pain without being consumed. Anybody been there? Yep. So in this particular scripture, water and fire is a metaphor representing two extreme dangers. Two extreme dangers. And the scripture tells us that when you go through the fire, he said, you know, when things are really tough, really, really, really tough, when you can't see your way, no way you look. When everything started looking like a scrambled egg and it's upside down, you know, what in the world is going on now? I bet somebody is saying that about this country, but you know what? It's all right. God got us.
Oh, yeah.
God got us. Somebody's saying that right now about the gas prices, but God got us. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. He got us. Amen. Hallelujah. Fire represents active torturing pain, acute crisis, or raging fury. Water represents overwhelming despair. So you ever felt like you was drowning or completely submerged by grief? Amen? But the words say when we went through the fire, through the rock water, the psalmist is saying, using a figure of speech, that means we have survived every possible kind of severe hardship imaginable. You know we can survive it? We can survive it, amen. You know why we can survive it? Because the Lord said in his word, I will not put no more on you than you can bear. So that tells me that I can survive it, amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The trial does not end in destruction. God leads the faithful out into an open, refreshed, and prosperous space. And Bishop was teaching on this last Sunday morning, praise God. Hallelujah. That is not God's design, praise God, to put you or allow you, praise God, to be in a captivity situation without an end result that'll bring you out. Amen?
Yeah.
So the purpose of heat as the refiner. The refiner heats raw ore in a crucible to melt the metal. This extreme heat forces worthless waste called dross to rise to the top.
That's right.
God allows difficult trials to heat up a person's life. This pressure brings hidden faults, pride, and fear to the surface so that they can be removed. Cleanse me, Lord. So he has a way that we don't realize and that we don't, when we say, Lord, cleanse me, have your way, or just life itself. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The refining process. Metal placed in extreme heat inside, like I said, melt down to solid ore. Believers face hard trials, suffering, and pressures that test the nature of their faith. Has anybody's your faith ever been tested to the, just feeling like it's just tested beyond? Well, we have two examples. Job, his faith was tested above and tested. Amen? And we look at Job, we can say, I'm going to come through as pure gold. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because a lot of times, we do not know what's within us. But the trials will show you what's within you. Ha! You will find out what is within you. Yes, Lord God. Believers, Hallelujah, might have hidden sin, pride, fear, and selfishness. This all will come to the surface during hardship. It will bring something out of you. And then the skillman, the silversmith, repeatedly scrapes away the floating dross to clean the liquid food. So this is a process that he's going through. Amen. With believers, God gently removes bad habits and unrighteousness through discipline and grace. And one thing I was reading about the smith, he keeps his eye, he watches the fire closely so the metal is not ruined by too much heat. God, for the believers, God stays near during painful moments and controlling the limit of the test. So he's not going to let you be tested beyond what you can handle. Somebody say that. Say, God got me.
God got me.
Oh, yes, he does. Hallelujah. When metal finished, the smith looks down and clearly sees his own face reflected in the mirror-like surface. My God, that's a process right there. He looked down and he could see his face. So believers, when God looks at a believer's life and sees clear character and the image of Jesus Christ, his love, his character, and his image are clearly seen on how much, hallelujah, you live and you love him. He wants to look down on us and see his image. Christ wants to look down on us and see his image in us. Amen?
Amen.
Now that's saying something. Hallelujah. God is faithful. He's close to us. When you are going through, I want you to know that God is close to you. He is not far. You can't always see him. You can't always trace what he is doing, but he is close to you. And you know, we are emotional people, so we like to feel, amen. But you don't have to feel it, praise God. But we got to know it, that God is with me. Gotta know it. Hallelujah. Like David said, yea, though I walk through the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art what?
With
me. Hallelujah. God is with us. Somebody say, God is with me. He got me. And he really does. Do y'all believe that?
Amen.
That God got you?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. A lot of people say, you know, we have that saying, I got your back. But hallelujah, the humans can only have your back so much because you have limitation. But God has no limitation and he got our back, hallelujah, that can't be touched. Praise God.
Amen.
Psalms 34 and 18 says, not like this. The Lord is close, he's close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're crushed in our spirit, amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we are brokenhearted, praise God. Sometimes we are sad. Sometimes we are disappointed. But God is with us. This is a different translation. Amen. He's with us. And I love this. Because sometimes you don't think, God, you're not there. You're really not there. What are you doing, Lord? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? But Psalms 56 and 8 says, you keep track of all my sorrows. Woo, that blessed me out of my socks. He keeps track. He's keeping tracks of all my sorrows. And then he goes on to say, you collected all my tears in your bottle, and you have recorded each one in your book. Those tears that we shed, hallelujah, the Lord said, I not only do I see them, but I collected them. Hallelujah. I see you. I see you crying. I feel you crying. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Say thank you, Jesus. Woo, who wouldn't serve a God like this? Praise your name, Jesus. And James 1:24 says, trials are seized as opportunity for joy and developing endurance, leading to spiritual maturity and completeness. And the Lord has truly been whipping me with this scripture, with this word, maturing. Many times he would tell me, praise God, something is not going quite the way that I want it to go, praise God. And he would tell me, I mean, just like I'm speaking right now, you should know better. Look what I've already done for you. And I was like, Lord, you definitely have a sense of humor. And I want to say, but do you see what's going on? I said, okay. It was James 1, 2 through 4. Hallelujah. And Romans 5, 3 and 4 says, suffering is viewed as a catalyst for producing perseverance, which builds character. and ultimately hope. And I remember when my brother, praise God, was living with my Sue sister next to me, and things was pretty chaotic. They were chaotic. He was a young boy, praise God. He'd been rescued from Mississippi, and he thought it was going to be a cakewalk. And things weren't going quite as well, praise God. And us, we can only spend so much money and do so much, and which we did. And I never forget, my husband told him, he said, "Percy, this builds character." And what he was going through prepared him for everything else that he was going through in life. And he repeats those words back to my husband. He said, "Will, you told me that builds character." So that helped him as he went along through life. He had other obstacles. He had other situations. But he always reflected back on that. It's built, you know, God's just building character. He's just strengthening me. He's just making me strong. Amen? Hallelujah. Jesus himself had to go through a process for our salvation. And there was nothing pretty at all with that. When I look back, and no, this is not an Easter message, but I went back and I just looked back, and I'm just going to share 29 things that he experienced, and I'm not going to read them all for the sake of time. Hallelujah, that he went through. And he could not get out of it because he was on a mission from the Father. That process on Calvary for our salvation, what we're experiencing now, that was everything ugly. There wasn't nothing pretty about it at all. Not nothing pretty about it. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Hallelujah. And I thank God that now we can say, "I have eternal life," because that's what we're living for, right?
Amen.
But it was a price. It was a process. It was, somebody say, it was a process. Woo, Jesus. I had to read this again. This was a part of the process of Jesus on the cross and going to the cross. Sweat was like great drops of blood. I can't even imagine sweat like that. That was a process. Hallelujah. Public humiliation, being stripped, being mocked and ridiculed, being spit on. Nobody likes to be spit on. Severe wounds and blood loss, physical weakness and exhaustion, a crown of thorns pressed onto his head. Have you ever stuck your finger on a rose bush and those thorns stuck in your finger? It make you shout. If you're not saved, it'll make you cuss. I gave up cussing a long time ago. When I was 15, I was done. Hallelujah. Praise God. But how many of you, you out there cutting that rose bush, and I have some roses, my rose garden, and I like to go in there. If I stick my finger one time, I'm pretty much done for that. And I have to go back another day. That is the worst feeling. Imagine Jesus on the cross and the crown and the thorns going into his scalp. I can't even imagine that. But he was willing to go through that process for you and I. That was a process, amen. And wasn't nothing pretty about that. That's the ugliest thing that I ever seen, praise God. I remember we was watching The Passion of Christ, praise God. Me and my husband and my daughter, she was still at home, praise God. And I thought she was going to cry up a river. And I said, "Why are you crying like that?" And she said, "Every time we sin, we put it back on the cross." Well, I need to go show her that Passion of Christ again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So she could see that ugliness. Because she was just torn up when she was looking at the ugliness of what happened to Jesus being on the cross. Amen? Oh, what an ugly scene. The pain. Woo! Can you imagine somebody beating you until the flesh, your flesh is just ripping open? I can't. That's right, Sister Joy Bell. Hallelujah. I'm going to remember what your name is for real one day. Hallelujah. But just somebody beating you until your flesh is opening up. Hallelujah. And he took it for you and I. Somebody say, "He took it for me." He did it just for me. He did it just for me. Hallelujah. All the process. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. The man was thirsty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was crying, "Oh my God, why have you forsaken me?" But he knew that God had not forsaken him. Amen. That's just a few of the things that he experienced going through his process. Hallelujah. And he could not get out of it, praise God. So why do we need to feel feel like we want to abort the process when we are going through, when we are in our trials, hallelujah, when we are in our moment, when we are being disappointed, when our kids are acting up, praise God, when we don't have the finances that we think that we should have, praise God. I want you to know that God is with you. He said that he would never leave you and he would never forsake you, hallelujah. Yeah. Stay the course, hallelujah, and go through the process. Yeah. Go through the process. Stop moaning, stop crying, stop weeping, praise God. If you're going to weep, weep, and then get up and wipe your eyes and start telling, Lord God, you said that you would take care of me. You said that you would be my father. You said that you take care of your children. You said that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ask, above all that I can be. You said that there is no lack in you. You said that I am an overcomer, hallelujah, because you have overcame, hallelujah. So stop, let's stop it. Let's stop it, saints, hallelujah. We got to grow up, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Hallelujah. Walk through it. Walk through the process. Stop aborting the process. Some people try to shortchange the process, but walk right on through it. Why? Because God is able, and he's right there beside you, hallelujah, and he's with you. Come on, clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, my God. Hallelujah. I'm preaching to myself. Let me just say that, hallelujah, because I have a lot of opportunities, praise God, to say, Lord, why did you call me to do this? These people are getting on my nerves, not you guys, hallelujah. They're getting on my nerves. They try to copy everything that I do. They try to, and they're talking, oh, Lord, what's wrong with them? Whoop them real good. No, he said, you stay the course. I call you. I gave it to you, and you do it, praise God. He's able, praise God. Somebody say, he's able. Because, you know, all these 29 things that I found, praise God, hallelujah, he said in the end, it is finished. It's well. Somebody tell yourself, say, it's well. If you're going through something now, tell yourself, say, self, it's well. It is well. It is well with my soul. Hallelujah. Because I serve a risen Savior. And I have a Savior that is able to keep me. Hallelujah. The process was ugly, humiliating, and challenging. But the finished product was beautiful. Hallelujah. This resurrection and his victory, praise God. Hallelujah. I don't think we preached just enough, praise God. Hallelujah. The resurrection and what he went through, praise God. Because we really think we're going through something, and to us it is something. But oh, Jesus Christ went through so much more for you and I. He did it all. He paid it all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Job knew, praise God. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Imagine losing everything that you have and been sick and afflicted, hallelujah. In this life, we are going to have afflictions, praise God. But the word says, hallelujah, that he would deliver us, amen. Somebody say, Lord, you said you would deliver me. And I'm depending on that. I'm depending on that. I'm depending on that deliverance. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Hallelujah. So let me try to stick to my notes because I have something else that I want to say. And I was thinking about my ring. I said, well, let me just look at that ring. Let me look at that ring. It needs cleaning now. But isn't that beautiful? Y'all got rings? And my husband brought us some 22 karat gold when he was in the Middle East. I wore it until we wore all the taste out of that. Because that was so pretty, and it's delicate too. Amen? Yep. Oh, it's so beautiful. Hallelujah. But that stuff, my ring, your ring, hold your finger up if you have a ring on today. Look at that ring and say, ring, you went through a process. Just for me to wear you. Hallelujah. Isn't it beautiful? It's beautiful, but it went through a process, and it was an ugly process. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just for you to wear that ring, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Then I went and I just looked up part of the process. Do you know, hallelujah, it was rock that had to be smashed into tiny pieces, then melted, then thrown into the furnace, and then to heat it over to 1,948 degrees. Then it was purged. And the chemicals and the gases were added to force the dirt and the cheap metals to separate from the gold, to shape it. Hallelujah. Oh, but God is shaping us today. And let me tell you when it's going to be over. Some people think they have arrived. How many of you all think y'all have arrived? I don't care how old we get, we haven't arrived. You know when we arrive? Yeah. When we wake, well, we won't, when the morning that you can't breathe and you out of here. That's when we arrive. Hallelujah. That's when we arrive. Hallelujah. Oh, God is so good. Just like our rings, you are incredibly valuable to God. But he doesn't want to leave you in a rough, unrefined state. I want to be more and more like Jesus. So when we really say that, we're saying, Lord, refine me. And not all the time. Sometimes it's light, sometimes it's heavy. And then you have a season, you know, of peace. Amen? Season where, you know, you just joy, you know, there's nothing going on. And we love those seasons, don't we? Hallelujah. All right, that's all right. Oh, hallelujah. God, you're so great. And you're so good. But what I like about the Lord, amen, he says in his word, in Ecclesiastes 3:11, he makes everything beautiful in its time. Hallelujah. So that ring, praise God, he makes it, the smith, he makes it beautiful. And God makes everything with in us beautiful in our time, in his time. And amen. Hallelujah. And we just got to learn to depend on him and allow him, hallelujah, to do Isaiah 61:3, to bestow us a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and put on a garment of praise instead of despair. Amen? Amen. God is tremendously good. Hallelujah. In 1 Peter 5:7 says, and these trials will show that your faith is genuine. We want our faith to be genuine. Amen. Hallelujah. It is being tested and purified as gold through your faith. And your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. God is good. Come on, clap your hands for the Lord this morning. I want you to know, I want to leave you with this. God has not abandoned you. He controls the thermostat. Amen. Nothing that you have happened to you is uncommon to him. Your value is constant. Constant. Don't lose hope. Amen. You are his prized possession. And the pain, somebody says, when you say the pain is temporary. But the beauty is eternal. Amen. I thank God for the word today myself, because God is tremendously wonderful. Hallelujah. Don't abort the process. No matter how ugly it is, praise God, don't abort the process. It's worth going through. We have in this time and in this season, in this country, in the believers' world, in the church world, we have too many believers aborting the process, leaving the church. Hallelujah. You leave the church when God tells you to leave, and make sure that he told you to leave. Not because somebody made you mad. Not because the pastor made you mad. Not because you don't like Sister So-and-so. People gonna always get on your nerves. The pastor will probably get on your nerves. You just don't tell him. Because a lot of times we think we know more than the pastor. And we think we can do it better than the pastor. Praise God. Amen. But if you're going to put yourself under somebody, be willing to submit. Amen. God is faithful. Oh my God. Hallelujah. I feel Jesus in this place. Thank you, Father, for speaking to me. Hallelujah. Yes, casting all of our cares upon him, but he careth for us. And he would never leave us, and he would never forsake us. And God is good. Brother Russell, praise God. I was sorry I walked up on the person. Let me just say this, because God gave me a word for you, and I wasn't going to give it, because every time I give you a word, you'd be trying to reason with me, and I love you. Thank you for laughing, because you know it's right. He be trying to tell Brother Russell, and he be trying to reason. I said, Lord, I'm not going to give Brother Russell that word. So we was at Temple of Christ. Was it last Sunday? Yes. It was last Sunday. And the guy said, deacon. I said, did you call him a deacon? Because I was thinking, okay, if he called him a deacon, he would see it. I don't have to say anything. But God gave me this and showed me this a few months ago. Hallelujah. and you don't have time, and you can reason with me if you want to. I'm just going to tell God I delivered the word. But God is calling for you to go higher, sir. He is, and you already know it. And you have a whole lot of excuses. Don't give me your excuses, because I don't want to hear them. I love you. I just need to get that off of my chest, so I won't have to see your face coming up before me. And Lord, hallelujah. And I'm going to ask Bishop to come up and pray for you. But it's your day. It's your time. This is your season to surrender. Now, you can do it if you want to do it. That's up to you. Up to you and God. But I know what God told me. And so... And he also let me know, if you keep running, you're going to become very uncomfortable. Oh, yeah. I see now you're trying to reach Lisa with me. Yeah. You're going to become very uncomfortable. Hallelujah. God has a work for you. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you today, Lord God. Hallelujah. We praise your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Order his footsteps in your word, Father God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God. We believe your word today, Father God. We believe you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God, we thank you for it, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. You be glorified in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God bless you. Come and give the Lord a hand praise. Yes, God. We love you, Brother Boston. I love you. Hallelujah. Saints, be encouraged. Be encouraged. Hallelujah. Know that you are not walking alone. God does not call you to walk alone without him. God is faithful. Somebody say, God is faithful. Hallelujah. If anyone to desire special prayer, you may come forth at this time. Hallelujah. If not, I'm going to do a general prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for the Martinez's. Your work is not over yet. You might not be delivering food, but God still has much work for you to do, and I have no idea what that is. But that's what he told me to say, and I'm saying it. Hallelujah. Much work. Praise God. You're great people. Great people. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet as I pray. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this time. I thank you for giving us the president. Right now, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. You see his heart desires, God. You know everything that concerneth him, Father God. I'm asking you to order his footsteps right now in the name of Jesus. Give him the directions that he is seeking, Lord God. Open the door so wide that he cannot miss it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your eyes unto the hills, Mr. President, from which cometh your help. Hallelujah. What you seek in God will answer. Hallelujah. In your quiet time. Hallelujah. Draw closer to the Lord. Closer to the Lord. Through your daily meditation. Hallelujah. Your quiet time with him. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for the word today. Lord God, even those in our cyber sanctuary, Lord God. Lord God, I'm asking you to move, Lord God. Lord, I'm asking you to stabilize your people, Father God. Lord, help them to be steadfast and unmovable in you, Lord God, and not to be shaken by what they see and what they feel, Lord God, because you have everything in control, Lord God, concerning them in the name of Jesus. Oh God, your will be done, and Father, we cancel every assignment, Father God, that would come, Father God, to discourage and to disrupt. Father God, hallelujah, your assignment and your plan for your people in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we say your will be done in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.